This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
At the heart of my new book is this revisiting of ideas that we take for granted, and I think it's so healthy to look again as if for the first time at the meaning of education, at the meaning of democracy. And that was what I was so struck by. I was going to mention that even before I knew that you would be talking about it, to see that outpouring of people last night, all really defining by their participation what democracy means. And I think that as a country and as a community, it would be so much easier for us to get at our difficulties. You mentioned these tough times we're in. If we talked about what we think education is, and had a better understanding of its essence, of its core. And then if we could all come to some sort of agreement on that, we could move forward together. So, yes, I think this investment in the world of ideas is essential.
I thought we're talking with Marietta McCarty. Her new book is How Philosophy Can Save Your Life. I thought last night the comments, when you put them all together, it was such a fantastic discussion about that very subject, what education is, why it's important, why schools are important to a community, and every person had a different take on it and a different angle to look at this subject, and what a picture it painted when you put it all together. I mean, investing in schools is economic development. It's an investment in the future. It's, you know, strong schools keep kids in the community. And it was fantastic.
It was. And part of what you're saying is what I'm hoping for with my new book. And that is for people to come together and have conversation. Because if you and I and four other people talk about the meaning of simplicity or empathy or serenity, we're going to have different views on it and we'll come to a richer understanding of it. And that's what was so interesting about last night. Education doesn't mean the same thing to everyone.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
come at it, it's like the colors of a prism. Look at it in different ways, and it's so healthy to hear different takes on a word we've come to take for granted, and I think we need to think about as if for the first time.
And that is one of the things that philosophy still to this day, thousands of years later, it still does best, and that gets us to slow down and use our minds to think about those little things that we might take for granted, down to the very word. What does this word mean? What is truth? What is happiness? What is education or democracy?
Yes, I think to look at ideas as if for the first time and be able to throw away stale assumptions, untried and untrue ideas. I had a student this morning in class at Piedmont say that the thing that she's learning most from studying philosophy is this ability she's developing to distinguish between what she thinks and what she's picked up and inherited and doesn't think at all, but she's never really challenged these assumptions that she somehow inherited. And I think that with my new book, what I'm hoping is that people will talk together, listen to music, read the philosophers, share a poem, and come to a fuller understanding of what it means to belong to community, for example, or what is the meaning of communication? You and I are sitting here talking, and I think that good conversation is becoming a lost art to some extent in our society. We see it on the national level in politics. We see it with this obsession with Twitter and texting and this sort of eye contact that you and I have.
Yeah.
I think that that's why people would listen to your show. You're not reading the news. We're having a conversation. And I think people miss that and feel isolated. And so I'm hoping with this book that people will come together and talk about ideas again.
Yeah. It's interesting because with the media the majority of the media that exists now vis-a-vis political discourse, we're teaching a whole generation of children now that the way that you talk about politics is to scream at somebody else, and the goal is for them to lose completely.
Right.
And for you to empower yourself. And it doesn't matter what the policy is, or it's just about winning, and it's not about communicating or compromising or all of the things that built this nation and made it strong.
Exactly. So I think what we're seeing, Coy, on the national level is repeating itself in our localities, at our dinner tables, with families, with neighbors. We're isolated. We want to be right. We want to win points. We don't want to be open to change. This wonderful Plato and Socrates suggested having this flexible mind that can adapt and be open to new ideas and is willing to say, I was wrong, I'm going to go in a new direction in my life. We've sort of lost that in this sort of entrenchment. And I think for people, my first job out of college was to work on Capitol Hill. And I was just thrilled at the opportunity to see democracy in action. And eventually, not too long, I came back to go to graduate school. But I've always been interested in politics. And I think what's being mirrored for people today is this terrible inability to communicate on the most fundamental level.
Yeah. And this is something that philosophy can do for us, reading these philosophers, especially through this book, through books like yours, where you make the writing so accessible and you don't have to go rummaging around through the library looking for Descartes. You can, pick up one of your books and read the philosophers, and the nuggets are there. And it truly is, you take the reader by the hand and say, look at this. And this isn't just something from thousands of years ago and some that you might only need in some college course. You can actually apply this to your life.
Well, I wouldn't have had a job all these years at Piedmont if my students couldn't take what we're doing in the classroom and make it work for them in their lives. I think philosophy, I define it as the art of clear thinking. Can clear thinking help us navigate our ways through a good life? Absolutely, because our ideas are what drive our lives. So I think that philosophy is the discipline that takes us to this healthy, mental, soulful life. It's feeding our minds. It's giving us tools to work with. And I include lots of music and other genres in the book because no one ever said it couldn't be fun to do philosophy. I know people think that word is often a put-off, but to me, it's the most practical, most engaging of all activities.
Marietta McCarty, she's an assistant professor of philosophy at Piedmont Virginia Community College in Charlottesville, author of the bestseller Little Big Minds. Her new book is How Philosophy Can Save Your Life, 10 Ideas That Matter Most. Marietta, thank you for being here and congratulations on the new book.
Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.